Today's program was brought to you by The Brooklyn Kitchen, a true mom-and-pop operation since 2006. The Brooklyn Kitchen provides the tools that shape our food culture. For more information, visit them at thebrooklynkitchen.com.
I'm Anastasia Cole-Plakius of Brooklyn Grange Rooftop Farm, and this is Anastasia's Fridge, where we highlight seasonal produce and share recipes to try at home. Today's featured ingredient is the leek. From a grower's perspective, leeks don't make much sense. Depending on who you ask, they're either scallions for suckers with too much time on their hands or a poor man's onion. Unlike their allium cousin, the onion, they don't form a bulb beneath the earth, but rather grow concentric and uninterrupted vertically progressive leaves, like a scallion. But leeks take twice as long as scallions to grow, and to achieve that tender white base, you've got to mound soil and hills around each plant. And yet, in spite of being kind of a pain to cultivate, leeks have been celebrated since ancient times, when the Emperor Nero consumed them in outlandish quantities, convinced that they would improve his singing voice. To this day, the Welsh hail leeks as a patriotic emblem of sorts. The legend that gave rise to the leek's symbolic fame has been obscured by time and probably a fair amount of whiskey, but no matter the version, it starts with an unlikely win over the Saxons in the 7th century Battle of Heathfield. Story goes, St. David saved the Welshmen's hides by advising that they eat, and by some accounts wear, leeks into battle. Whether this tactic worked because, as some say, it allowed the battle-weary Welshmen to distinguish themselves from the enemy, or whether the Saxons were just so repelled by the pungent odor that they were simply thrown off their game, no one will ever know for sure. While I wouldn't recommend wearing leeks to help you get a seat on that morning rush hour subway, I do love eating them, and there's no more perfect way to enjoy them than in a bowl of potato leek soup. Today's recipe is for potato leek soup. All you'll need for this recipe are 2 or 3 leeks, a pat of butter, a cup of good stock, and a pound of boiling potatoes, and a little chive for garnish. First, you're going to want to trim off the tough, dark green tops of the leeks. Then wash and chop the rest. Make sure you get all the grit in between the leek's leaves where it likes to hide out. In your soup pot, you're going to cook the leeks down in butter over a medium-low heat, making sure they don't brown at all. While those are sautéing, peel and dice your potatoes pretty small so they don't take forever to cook. Add those to the pot with 1.5 cups of water, the cup of stock, and simmer everything until it's good and soft, about 20 minutes. If you like a smooth soup, puree it in batches in a food processor. But if you like some texture, you can just hit the pot with an immersion blender for a few seconds and stir. If it's date night or you're feeling a little fancy, you can add a drop of truffle oil into the mix. Ladle it into bowls, hit them with some chopped chives, and voila, you've got yourself a delicious winter dinner. I'm Anastasia Cole-Plakius of Brooklyn Grange for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. See you next time.